you probably will have an even better recording with your guests if you have the video going. Unless your internet is slow or you're using Wi-Fi and the bandwidth is challenging, then there's a couple of reasons why not to do it. All in all, if you can, definitely do it. You're going to get a lot of value.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It is Adam A. Adams. And this episode, we're just going to be talking a little bit about recording video. If you should, if you shouldn't, why you should, why you shouldn't record video for your podcast, whether or not you use the video yourself. And so I actually just was being interviewed on Podbean. Podbean is a big hosting platform. One of the biggest hosting platforms. They do a great job. Norma Jean just interviewed me on her podcast. And one thing that I found interesting, I think we were using StreamYard. There's Riverside, there's StreamYard. I use Zoom. Riverside and StreamYard seem to have a little bit more features and availability for better recordings, but I'm totally good with having everything on Zoom. There's a lot of good things there. But either way, Riverside has video, StreamYard has video, Zoom has video. Now, one or two of these platforms out there don't offer you to be able to record the video. You can only have the video on, but they don't turn it into an MP4 for you. MP4 meaning a video file. It's just an audio file, but they allow you to have the face-to-face. And some people, they want to have the most amount of bandwidth. And so for them, they say, let's just get rid of the video. Okay. I'm using Wi-Fi. I'm actually hardwired in and I paid a lot of extra money to make sure that my internet was really fast. So what they did at my office where I am now is they ran, I think, two phone lines up to my office instead of one so that I could have like 100 download speed or something like that. Point being that I am going to be just fine with video. Like it, to me, the video is going to be totally fine. So I guess there are pros and cons, and that's what I want to chat about really fast. But the big thing that I want to instill into you is that if you have the ability, if your internet bandwidth is strong enough, it makes a huge difference if you have the video going, even if you think you're not going to use the video. So let's just imagine that you don't think you're going to use the video. You don't use video. You only publish audio. Well, here's a couple of things that can happen. If you have the video on and you can see your guest, you can actually have a better connection with them. Now, I'm not trying to say that Norma Jean and I'm not saying that we didn't get along or anything like that, but I am saying that I feel like if I could see her and she could see me while we were doing that interview for Podbean today, if we had that visual where I could see her facial expressions, her body language, I could see if she put up a finger that she was about to say something, I can read her and we wouldn't talk over each other. And we did talk over each other 3 or 4 times. Not that it's a huge, horrible, bad thing, but I don't know that she's going to be talking and she doesn't know that I'm going to be talking because we can't see each other. We can't see each other about to take a breath. You can tell by looking at somebody if they're about to say something. And so we both started talking at the exact same time, 3 or 4 times. And I just didn't always know if she wanted me to go further. So I'm like having this conversation where I'm trying to give a good amount of detail, but not too many details. But if I could see her face and I could see her body language, her facial expressions, if I could see her breathing, I would have a better feel for when I should stop talking. I could have a better feel for when to end a sentence, right? And when to turn it over to her because we have a better chance of seeing that. So what I'm trying to say, like what I'm trying to instill into you is if you have the ability to record the video, you may as well. You probably will have an even better recording with your guest if you have the video going. Unless your internet is slow or you're using Wi-Fi and the bandwidth is challenging, then there's a couple of reasons why not to do it. All in all, if you can, definitely do it. You're going to get a lot of value. But here's some other benefits that you can get if you record video and audio. And that is with the video, you can create more promotional images, promotional materials, promotional videos, audiograms, videograms. If you have the video, you can create a videogram, right? You can create promotional materials with screenshots and things like that. So it can also benefit you by being able to grow the podcast a little bit more. And sometimes you might look really good in these photos and you might want to share. And same thing with your guests. Maybe in a video clip, they look really good. And by looking good, I mean, they sound good, or they look prettier than normal or handsomer than normal, or they just look well kept and clean, or their background looks really great. Whatever it is, they might want to share. That's just a short episode talking about videos. And big shout out to Norma Jean. Grateful to be able to be on the podcast. When you hear this for the first time, interview on John Lee Dumas's episode is probably going live the same week that you're getting this. So I'm recording this at the beginning of an August, and basically 11 days from the day I record it. So probably within a week. So what I want you to do, this is my big call to action. If you got value from me talking about if you should record video or not, a couple of the pros and cons, do me a giant favor. By on August 15th of 2020 or after, anytime after, it could be August 15th of 2030, on August 15th of 2022 or later, go over to Entrepreneurs on Fire. Please look for the episode with Adam Adams. Download it. Listen to it. I want JLD to be blown away at how many effing downloads he gets when I'm on the show, because I'm a prideful, competitive, fun person, and I just want him to be blown away. So do me a giant favor. Get a friend as well. You jump over there, grab a friend and ask them to download that episode, listen to that episode. It does talk about a way to market your podcast, a way to market your business. And so if you want to market your business or your podcast in a really good way, that's another reason why you could go over to the JLD episode on Entrepreneurs on Fire, EO Fire. Listen to the one that came out on or is coming out on, depending on when you listen to this, but most likely it'll be in the past, so you'll easily be able to find it. August 15th of 2022, listen to it, maybe have a friend download it as well. Let's see if we can blow this podcast up. He's already got hundreds of thousands of downloads. Maybe if we can get an extra 5,000 because you and your friend do it, that will be epic. I'll be so grateful. By the way, if you do that, if you literally do get your buddy, your girlfriend or your guy friend or your asexual friend, if you get one of your friends to go and also download that, would you send me a message and tell me that you did? Because I want to find a way to give you a gift. I want to find a way to say thank you. I would love that. I would love to pour into you and help you and maybe give you free coaching or something like that, just because you and your friend went and downloaded that episode on JLD so that I could get more exposure and JLD could be like happy that he had me and have me again, something like that. So whatever I can do for you, let me know. Head over there on August 15th or any day later of 2022 and let's do this. Remember, record video if you can. If you can record video. And I say this a lot, so I feel like a broken record, but you might be listening to this episode for the first time ever. And so I wanted to make sure that you knew that every other episode on this podcast is an interview episode. So today was a solo episode, a very short, less than 10 minutes. And on the very next episode is me interviewing somebody who's in your same boat. They're fairly new at podcasting, been doing it less than 2 years. They might be a little ahead in their journey and learned a couple of cool things that you need to learn. And so I would just want to recommend that you stay on the podcast, listen to that episode and see what value you can get out of it as well. See you soon. Oh, hey, because three of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make the money instead of cost them money. We put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help, because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all three of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.